Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Well, how many of you have games on your phones? All right, some of you out there got that. I've got some games on my phones that I play. In fact, there was one in particular that I used to play, and it was fun. Rather simplistic. It wasn't really challenging too much, you know, but it was one that I like to play. In fact, it's really kind of a time killer. It's some of those games that you get on there and you start going after it before long, you know, you half an hour's gone by, that kind of thing. But one thing about it is that, well, I was just knocking out the levels one at a time, you know, and so I was just kind of cruising right through this game. It was no problem. Sometimes they are easy to do. You get to one level and you get right through it on the first try, and then sometimes it took a few. Well, I was doing that until I got to, well, level 120. Okay, I'd been playing it a while, all right. Anyway, I got to 120 there, and I couldn't get past it. And so I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, well, I was getting a little frustrated by this. And so I asked my wife, Donna, it's like, well, what level are you on? She's the one who pointed this game out to me, by the way. Anyway, well, it turns out she was way past where I was at. Yeah, well, so what did that mean? Well, I had to double down to get up there, catch up to her. So I keep playing. Trouble is, I'm not beating this level. One day goes by, two, three, four, five, 6 days go by. I haven't beat this level yet. Very frustrated. And, you know, I'm like, you know, if I don't beat it this time, you know, it's like, that's it. Donna heard me say that. She goes, would you like some help? Yeah, no, you know, you don't want to hear that, right? You know, so I sat there and I worked hard at it again. You know, I'm still not beating this level. Till finally, got to the point, we were out to dinner, and so we were, you know, just got, I pulled the game out, and I just handed her my phone. I said, see if you can beat this level. Three tries, she did. Haven't played it since. Sometimes it is difficult. Well, another man named John, he too was frustrated. He'd been doing the same thing that for a while, and well, he wasn't what you would call winning. He wasn't winning at all. So let's check in on him and see what that's all about, because sometimes it's difficult. Well, in our gospel reading today, we find John. John is in prison. And the John to which we are referring to is none other than John the Baptist. The same John who is the cousin of Jesus. The same John who we spoke about last week. The same John who was out in the wilderness baptizing people. The same John who said that one is coming who's mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. The same John who talked about the Messiah who was to come. When he was out there baptizing in the river, and Jesus came up to him and he said to Jesus, like, I should be baptized by you, not me baptizing you, Jesus. There he was. This is John. The one talking about the Messiah to come. The same John is in prison. Not what you would call winning, is he? This is not what he was expecting. His expectations were quite different from what the Messiah was supposed to be doing in his mind. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? You see, John doesn't get this level. He's not beating this level. Sometimes it's difficult. He's sitting in there, rotting in prison, and he's sent his disciples to go ask Jesus, like, hey, are you the one to come? It's like, are you the real Messiah here, you know, or should we expect another guy to come along? Well, Jesus replies in a way that John would understand. Jesus quotes Isaiah from that passage that we have today in our Old Testament lesson. You see, John knows Isaiah. He knows the scriptures there. He knows that he's the one out there that's been said of him out there in the wilderness. All right? He's the guy who's preaching. Jesus knows that he knows about Isaiah. So he speaks to John from language in Isaiah. Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." John had been on this same level for some time. He was there in prison. He had not beaten this level, and he knows that he himself, people had asked him, "Are you the Messiah?" And he's like, "No, I'm not the one. Someone else is coming." And he's pretty sure that Jesus is the one. But like a difficult level there, he doesn't know how to beat it. He's been trying to figure out how to play, and being there in prison, well, he's trying to figure out how to play to get to the next level. But he didn't get there. He didn't understand. He needs to understand how the game is played. Well, Jesus doesn't tell him the moves that he's making there. Jesus didn't tell him with a simple yes, "I'm the guy." Rather, Jesus tells John by the moves that he has made. Jesus tells him that, "Hey, I'm the one who's been out there, what? Healing people of diseases, healing lepers." You know, he's taking this to a whole new level, really, if you think about it. He's the one who's opening the eyes of the blind, the deaf hear, the mute speak, the dead are raised. These are all signs, John, that yes, indeed, I am the one. And most importantly, the good news was preached to the poor. Yes, John, my deeds speak for me. Jesus is the one who is beating this level. Yet there is one level that no one understood that was coming before Jesus. That level is called sin. People have been trying for years to try and beat that level, try and get past that level called sin, but they were unsuccessful. Folks would try sacrifice after sacrifice to get that forgiveness, but the trouble is that people are repeat offenders. You can never do enough. So God sent Jesus to be the perfect sacrifice. Jesus went to the cross to beat that level called sin. Typically, when you're in a game and you die, that means game over. Not so with Jesus. Jesus, when he went to that level called sin, gave his life. He died on the cross. When all thought he had lost, he had won. Jesus, 3 days later, rose from the grave alive, giving us hope of everlasting life, beating sin once for all, giving hope to all. Only the Messiah, the Christ, could do this. And that's something that we need to come to understand. Understand that's not only in our minds, but also in our hearts. See, because too often we try and do things on our own, thinking, "I can beat this level here," and we try and do all different kinds of things. But the trouble is that while we're trying to attempt to beat that level called sin, what happens? We're tempted. We fall to those temptations, and we sin ourselves, and so we end up having to go back to start, do it all over again, and we can't. And we think we can try ourselves and beat that level, but we just can't. We come up short every time. And that's when we need to remember that Jesus has gotten us past this level. Through his death on the cross, he has earned the forgiveness of our sins. We need not worry about doing anything to get that forgiveness. Jesus has done it for us. That's something that we need to take to heart. And that's why Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, hear." Hear this. Jesus Christ, who came, who died, who rose yet again, earned the victory for you and I. He's won. And in turn, because he has won, he shares that victory with you and I. That victory was given to us in our baptisms, or we're marked as one of his own, so that when that time comes, when he gathers us to be with himself, we will be there with the victor forever and ever in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.